6:04, this is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A federal judge last week ruled against the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals program, leaving those not enrolled in limbo. CPR's Claire Cleveland reports.
The almost 14,000 DACA holders who live in Colorado are not immediately affected by last week's ruling. They'll continue being shielded from deportation, and their renewable work permits remain valid. But for those without the protections, the future is more uncertain. Attorney Emily Brock, who works with the Rocky Mountain Immigrant Advocacy Network, says her clients who have not yet applied for DACA now have a tough decision to make.
Do children want to take that choice and put their information in the system when, as far as we can tell, the court doesn't believe that it's legal?
Brock says DACA will face more challenges until Congress acts. I'm Claire Cleveland, CPR News.
Room rates in Colorado's mountain towns have surged. CPR's Sarah Mulholland has more.
It will cost you more than usual if you want to take a ski vacation this winter. The average price for a room in December is up more than 40% compared to pre-pandemic 2019, which equates to about $720 a night. That's according to data from Destametrics, a travel marketing firm. It includes hotels, condos, and professionally managed rental properties. Price spikes are because of things like people preferring larger accommodations with more privacy and a surge in demand for all kinds of consumer goods and services. I'm Sarah Mulholland, CPR News.
A Colorado teenager is the youngest member of the first U.S. rock climbing team in the Summer Olympics. 17-year-old Colin Duffy from Broomfield tells Colorado Matters he hopes the Olympic events help promote the sport nationwide.
Climbing's definitely pretty big in Colorado with lots of mountains and lots of climbing gyms, but especially in other places of the country, it's not well known.
More than 30 Colorado athletes are on this year's U.S. Olympic team. The Tokyo Games begin Wednesday. It's heating up again across the state with highs in the 90s along the Front Range today. This is CPR News.